Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another boring podcast by your host, Joe Oriani. And the reason I say it's boring is I'm getting no feedback, I'm getting a lot of hits, and I'm not getting too many subscribers on YouTube. You go to my YouTube channel, and it is free to subscribe, and then you'll get the updated ones. But anyway, as far as the last one I did, my biggest critic told me that I was all over the place, from politics to global warming to crime. You know, that person had a good point of view, and I do take criticism well. Anyway, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get rid of some housekeeping, and today will be about politics only, because A, I can't keep up with the crime anymore. It's just too much. And B, politics is dead center on the television at the moment. So let's first of all tell you, if you want to get a hold of me or you want to be a guest on a program, it's Joe Oriani podcast at yahoo.com. Okay? And I will get back to you. Let me repeat that. Joe Oriani is J-O-E-O-R-I-A-N-I. Did that again with this one? Joe Oriani. Podcast at yahoo.com, JoeBodcast at yahoo.com. And I will get back to you. If you have any comments, please leave them and I will talk about them next time I get on this thing. It is getting very discouraging since I don't get much feedback, but I do, like I said, I am getting the hits now. And that's kind of cool. But no subscribers. You want to go to my YouTube channel, just put in Joe Oriani Podcast on YouTube, and you will find it there. All right, now let's get rid of some of the stuff out of the way. First of all, going bowling today. I really didn't want to do this today because sometimes it gets very discouraging doing it, but I do have some money invested in it, and hopefully I can make some money. I can get some donations to keep this going. All right, let's talk about politics. We're going to go back a little ways. First thing I want to talk about is the State of the Union by President Joe Biden. I don't really care for some 83-year-old gray-haired old bastard yelling at me, talking down to me, because that's about what that State of the Union was. It's supposed to be how things are. All he talked about was Donald Trump. It was awful. I think the man's a little delusional. Well, I know he's a little delusional. But anyway, all he did was talk about Donald Trump. Now, the rebuttal by the Republicans absolutely was the pits, too. The lady was nice. It was good to look at. But her monotone was really way, way off. And I didn't enjoy that either. Now, as you know, Nikki Haley dropped out of the race. And even though I voted for her here in Florida, she was still on the ballot, so you could still vote. I think she got 13,000 votes. Nikki Haley, I wish, become vice president, because Donald Trump ain't going to make it that long. He's going to be in jail, I'm pretty sure. New York State has it out for him. We'll see. He has to come up with $450 million by Monday, which is 2 days away, 3 days away. And I'm sorry, whether you agree with Donald Trump or not, that is so wrong on so many levels. The fine is outrageous. Nobody was injured. Nobody was hurt. The bank did its own due diligence. It's like if you go buy a, you want to sell your house. Say your house is, you think it's worth $350,000. And you go to the bank and you say, I want $350,000. Somebody buying it, you want $350,000. And they come back and offer $300,000. Like, no. So you get an appraiser, and a bank, the lender who's lending this person the money, will get an appraisal. If the bank, if you get the appraisal back at 350, then that's what it's worth. If you don't, 300,000, that's what it's worth. It's not a crime. No one was hurt. They said he did it below interest rates. Oh, he's a businessman. Okay, so keep that in mind as this weekend approaches fast. I want to talk about the election in Georgia with the DA. She's still there, Fannie Willis, or whatever her name is. And her lover got thrown off. Can you imagine that? She didn't even cover for him. What a good deal that is. You know, politics is a strange belt, but they say it's not. Politics is really dirty here in this country. I have no doubt about it. But it's starting to look like Russia, starting to look like China, starting to look like Venezuela, where you lock up your opponent. And that's all they're trying to do is lock Donald Trump up. He was ahead in the polls by 5 points. Now I think they're 50-50. But depending on what happens, I think the court secret document case is probably going to get thrown out. I think the case in Georgia is probably going to get delayed to after the election. I think stuff in New York with Storm, whatever her name is on hold. So Donald Trump has lots of problems. I got to tell you, for the judge to say, the court to say that Mar-a-Lago is only worth $20 million, they're out of their rocker. There are houses around there selling for 50 million. The judge hates them anyway, so you can't win if somebody hates you. That's not a fair trial. It's crazy. And he only has 21 days to appeal it. That's not how the system works. You should be able to, if you're getting foreclosed on and you have the right to appeal it and go to attorney or a court, they put everything on hold until it's all settled with Donald Trump. So if I had a business in New York, I'd get the hell out of there quick. On the next Amtrak or next train, anything, next bus, next Greyhound bus out. You should always never know when you're gonna come for your property. So anyway, let's go back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden keeps saying how nice the border is. Just yesterday in Texas, illegal immigrants cut through the wire. Overwhelmed the National Guard, and some of the guards were hurt. They didn't, because they couldn't use brutal force to be back, because that'd be all over the news. And some of the immigrants, illegal immigrants, were arrested, and the rest were released. What? Because they hit the border fence from the United States from the federal government after they broke through the Texas line. I don't know. Now, Haiti is sending all in. A lot of people are trying to escape Haiti. Now, that would be okay. But in Florida, off the coast of Florida, they intercepted a boatload of Haitians who had guns, drugs, all kinds of stuff. And they turned that boat around. This country will turn into one of them third world countries soon. Anyway, you still have China acting up. You still have Russia acting up. And speaking of Russia, he keeps talking about nuclear war. And I will tell you in all honesty, Joe Biden ought to do something, because that man is real close to pulling that trigger on that bomb. He is crazy. Probably has some infected drug abuse-induced damage to his head. Just nobody should be talking about nuclear weapons. You're going to talk about them? Use them. Actually, you shouldn't even talk about it. If you're going to use them, use them. But, you know, that's just me. If I was a leader of a country and I see how wicked Joe Biden is, boom. That Joe Biden keeps making fun of Donald Trump because he has no money. Well, you know, Joe, you're taking it all. But yeah, millions of dollars coming in from the Chinese, all kinds of places. So we just can't prove it yet. Though I looked at the evidence, it looks pretty compelling to me. Hunter Biden got the money, they distributed it. Even his grandkids got money. How do you figure that? He's got all these houses, a guy on a senator's salary. But I'm pretty sure all politics, most politicians are crooked anyway. Now, they want to talk about Trump, and Trump wants to win Georgia, which I think he will, Wisconsin, I think he will, even Minnesota, I think he will. The people in Minnesota, a lot of them are Muslims, and they want Biden to stop the war in Israel. So what's Biden do? He sends over Secretary of State today and tells Israel, cut it out. Now, either your friend or your foe, if after 9/11, some person, some country came to us and said, hey, stop bombing Afghanistan. Civilians are getting hurt. We, as a country, we're telling them to go kiss off. And just like they should do in Israel, just tell them to kiss off. They got two or three, four battalions of Hamas left. They ought to take out the two leaders in Lebanon. So that won't really matter because, you know, it's like a hydra. One head is cut off, another comes back. So I don't know what to tell you. American politics is very strange for those who don't know. I have been following politics a long time. When I was a kid and younger, I didn't give a damn. Just leave me alone. But now these days, they keep getting closer. Joe Biden wants to have everybody to have an electric car. I don't know. Pretty close, 5, 6 years from now. First of all, you don't have the places to plug them in. Second of all, electricity runs on coal, which you're closing the coal plants. Figure that out. Number three, it's too expensive. Number four, I've seen what happened in Chicago with people in electric cars this year when they were cold and frozen, the batteries wouldn't even start. You put a battery outside the cold, it's going to freeze. It's not going to start. Now, I don't know how you jump one of those, but it's interesting. You also want to have everybody that's illegal made a citizen and wants them to vote. He thinks the Democratic Party will be in power forever. There's a revolution coming soon. I can feel it. Things are so wrong. And Donald Trump, the other day, he makes a statement about, he's talking about the cars, how Chinese cars are coming in with these batteries and killing the auto industry, and the auto workers are just stupid because the union, when he's been there, is supporting Biden with all this electrical stuff. It's going to ruin the car industry, folks. And Donald Trump says it's going to be a bloodbath if the cars keep coming in. Now, he was talking about the cars. He wasn't talking about a bloodbath. But of course, the people on other channels and other networks, the liberal ones, went haywire over bloodbath, taken out of context once again. So anyway, that is probably a wrap up of a wrap up of the election right now. It will be an interesting weekend for sure. Now, I don't know anybody in this country who they're going to vote for. I don't really care. Well, I do care because I want this country well for my grandkids. And my kids, my stepkids, all of them, my friends. And Donald Trump said he wanted to, speaking of that, Donald Trump's proposal is raising the age of Social Security. Right now, you can retire at 62, I believe, and get a partial. I think it's okay to raise it. I mean, yeah, I'm getting mine, I'm fine. But there's no money in there, no money at all. Congress went and spent the money. So-called lockbox didn't exist. So they're spending that money. And they came out with a bill today. Hopefully, it won't shut the government down over the weekend like they always do. I don't understand with them. It was supposed to, all this, the Republicans were supposed to send the bills one at a time. No, they still put it all together at the last minute. They rush around. Like, that's what I said. I don't understand it. Republicans are killing each other in Congress. It's going, I don't know, crazy. It's dysfunctional. The whole government is dysfunctional. The whole thing needs to be cleaned out, washed out real good, and start over. It should be turned for all politicians. My idea was this: since right now Congress has 2 years and 2 years, make it 4 years out, and the senators have 6 years, make it 8 years out. The president, instead of 2 terms, 4 and 4, have 6 and out. That'd be great. That'd solve them problems. But yeah, as you know, most people will tell you around here, the second a politician opens their mouth, they're lying. And that is a true fact. I mean, you can only do so much, but the people, I don't understand people voting for the same crap over and over and over again. Then they leave New York or they leave California and they go to another place where they bring their politics with them. Why are you going to ruin a nice, perfectly good state? That's happy where they are. My wife said the other day she would never ever go to a liberal state. We were talking about moving from Florida. She said she'd never go to a liberal state. That kind of surprised me. But that's just the way it is. So anyway, with that, now as you know, in the beginning I have a music comes on, it's called Revolution. And at the end, it depends on my mood what I want to put in. And since today is, I don't know, all about politics, I'm probably put a song in. It's a little patriotic. So I hope everybody enjoyed that. It wasn't long. So hopefully you listened to the whole thing and get some feedback. And if you want to comment or want to be on the show, it's Joe Oriani, podcast@yahoo.com. All one word. And remember, if you are not laughing, you are not living. Have a good day.
Up to